Hey everybody, welcome in, welcome in. So glad you're here. So uber glad you're here. We've been having some good conversations. So let's keep it going. All right, so this is the Worthy and Favorite podcast with Desiree Stapleton, me. For those of you who have not heard one of my podcasts before, I am a CEO, full-time CEO of two companies. I am an author, consultant, and I specialize in goal fulfillment strategy. And I started this podcast to address all of the behind the scenes, back end things that people don't typically think of when it comes to actually accomplishing their goals. Example, their mental health and their personal growth and development. So today, we're going at it again, and we're going to be addressing some mindset issues. Why is this so important? Because how you think affects how you show up in the world. And I can give you resources all day to help you accomplish your goals, but it is not going to do you any good unless you also have a personal growth plan. So I want to address some things because I am the queen of having conversations with people that they don't want to have. So let's get started. I need to tell you something. And you may or may not know this, but I want to say it anyways. Okay. There is a fine line between being realistic and expecting the worst. There is a fine line between being realistic and naturally expecting the worst. That is a trauma response. It's a trauma response. If I don't ever get my hopes up, that means I don't have to worry about getting let down. Period. Makes things easier for everybody. If I just anticipate that you're not going to fulfill your end of the bargain, anyways, if you're not going to show up for me, anyways, if you aren't going to accomplish what you said you're going to accomplish, anyways, if you just aren't going to do what you said you're going to do, it's okay. Because I had already planned for you not to do that. I already planned for it. I planned for you to let me down. Does that sound like anybody that we know? Or anybody that we are? Does this sound familiar? And some of you are still in denial about the fact that that is an issue. And so let me see if I can help put things into perspective. If you saw a 5-year-old child, would you teach them to think the same way about the situation as you're thinking? If you wanted them to grow up and be happy and successful and full of love and life and all those things, would you tell them the same thing? Food for thought. Second thing, there is a fine line between a cautioned response and a triggered response. What does that mean? There is a fine line between a response or reaction made out of caution and one that is made because you are triggered. Okay? Throughout the day, we have all kinds of masks and disguises that we use to protect ourselves. And to justify our behaviors. And we need to get real honest about why we do the things that we do. We need to get real honest about how we feel about certain things. And not only do we need to get honest about those things with ourselves, we also need to get honest about those things to other people. Because if not, how can we ever get to where we're trying to go in life. My sole purpose is to help people make decisions that are more in alignment with their vision. By mainly helping you assess where you're starting from and where you're trying to go in order for me to give you means of goal fulfillment. In order for that to happen, you have to be brutally honest about where you are. You have to be brutally honest about what you actually want. Fear put aside. So that we can go for it. And so, my call to action for you is to write down 3 things that you would like to see in your life, or 3 things that you would like to change that you do that you know are a response to some sort of trauma. Not necessarily how you would like to live, but how you have learned to live. I want you to write down 3 things that you would like to change. In a quote-unquote ideal world, what are 3 things that you would like to work on? 3 things you would like to change? 3 things you would like to do and or have? Now I want you to write down what you are currently doing. And I want you to write down why you are currently doing it. And I want you to write down why you have not gone for the thing that you said that you would ideally want if it was a perfect world. Okay? Now that you got that down, I want you to go over to my Facebook page. My handle is Desiree S. Stapleton. Like and follow that page and let me know what you put down. And or you can email me at info@DesireeStapleton.com. And or join me over in the Worthy and Favorite community. We have convos like this all the time. It is a subscribed member only community in order to protect this environment. But I want to hear your answers. We need to get you to where you are trying to go, because it helps everybody. When one of us wins, it helps all of us. It helps all of us. It inspires all of us, because we all have our own unique experiences and people relate to you even though you don't even know them. People you've never even met before, they relate to aspects of your story, and we need to hear it so that we can have hope too. And closed mouths do not get fed. We are going to stop the whole suffer in silence thing that some of us have been doing for 2021. We will no longer be suffering in silence, okay? Not out here needlessly struggling. No more needlessly struggling. No more suffer in silence. Go to my website, DesireeStapleton.com. Join the Worthy and Favorite community. Go to my Facebook, Desiree S. Stapleton. Join the conversation. And or email me at info@DesireeStapleton.com. Download this podcast, share, like, rate, all the things. But I am expecting to hear from you, because we have work to do. We have chains to break. We have curses to break. And we need to lift up out of them strongholds, if you know what I mean. I will see you guys next time. Love you much.